Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and our good buddy Scotland Wilson. We'll be joining her in just a second. Of course, Scotland is the Scambia County meteorologist. We're going to be talking about rip currents this afternoon. You know, the towers are going to be manned tomorrow. Pensacola Beach lifeguards back out on the island. And, boy, this could not be more timely. Hey, Scotland, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
We're doing pretty darn good. Weather looks great. I know I've seen you a lot really putting your case out there about the dangers of rip currents going on, because this is Rip Current Awareness Week.
Absolutely. So we have partnered with the National Weather Service to raise awareness for rip currents, because as we know, our lifeguards will be manning towers starting tomorrow. So Rip Current Awareness Week lined perfectly with that for this year. But spring break season will be soon, and then we'll be moving right into summertime. And we have a lot of people that come from areas where they don't have to worry about rip currents. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not from the beach. We know people who are from here know what rip currents are and know how to spot them. But for those that don't, that's what Rip Current Awareness Week is all about. So, yeah, the video you're talking about, A Minute with EM, we post it to our social media sites and to Escambia County Emergency Management's website. We are trying to push that messaging out. And I gave 5 simple tips for Rip Current Awareness Week.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to go over. This is the important thing, because we were talking about this all day leading up to this interview. And we wanted to kind of, you know, how do you spot one? What do you do if you're in one? Or what do you do if you're somebody else is in one? But you got 5 of them, right?
Yes. So, and one thing that I started with was that from 2022 to 2024, there have been 224 rip current fatalities along the Alabama and Florida Gulf Coast. Wow. So we want that number to not increase. So we're trying to increase awareness. So the first thing, check the forecast before you enter the water. An easy way to do that now, we have Pensacola Beach Flag Notification System. You can text PB Flags to 888-777, and you'll get those daily updates. And if you don't want to receive them anymore, you just text back stop, and they'll stop. And then you can resubscribe anytime you would like to. The second thing, always swim near a lifeguard and know how to swim before you get into the water, knowing that swimming in a swimming pool is different than swimming in the Gulf. The third thing is to know how to spot a rip current, because they can occur on calm, sunny days as well. So they're often present in channel cuts to sandbars, near piers and near jetties. So you can also best spot a current from an elevated vantage point. So you can always ask a lifeguard if they have noticed any, because they are sitting in an elevated level. Another thing to look for is flat, darker water in between the breaking waves. So if you notice those things, it's probably a rip current. And we know they can move faster than an Olympic swimmer pulling you out to sea. It's like a treadmill. So the fourth thing, know how to respond if you get caught in one. They're intense. They pull you out to sea, so we need you to stay calm. Don't swim against the current, because it will tire you out quickly. So you need to swim in a direction along the shoreline and then at an angle back towards the beach. And then if you need help, always wave, call for assistance. Because that leads into number 5, if you notice that someone is caught in a rip current, we don't want you to go in after them, because oftentimes those are the people that drown, someone who is trying to rescue someone else. They don't have the proper training and the proper equipment. So we need you to, if there's no lifeguard nearby, call 911, try to find a flotation device. If all else fails and you have to go in, then you still need to go in with a flotation device to get to that person.
Okay, we're talking to Scotland Wilson, meteorologist with Escambia County. Scotland, let me just ask you this about the this whole thing about the rip currents. We always encourage people on the air, and have been doing it for years, swim in a protected area. How important is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very important, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to a crowded area at the beach, but swimming near a lifeguard is just so important. Because as I mentioned, a swimming pool, you can be a great swimmer in a pool, but swimming in the Gulf where there's waves and where there's different currents, I mean, it's just very different. So just having that extra layer of protection, also swimming with a buddy and not alone, I mean, all of that goes to help you.
Okay, one thing that I'm getting a text in here, and they were asking, are we seeing any cutbacks in the lifeguard's coverage on Pensacola Beach this year?
I am not sure if we're seeing, because I think we just heard Sue say that 26 new hires just happened for them to start tomorrow. So I haven't heard of any cuts personally, but that is always a question that can go directly to public safety or to the Pensacola Beach, like the Water Safety Division of Public Safety.
Well, whether it's a hurricane, a tornado, or you're working the base sitter for somebody else, you're everywhere when it comes to public safety, and you do a great job. And always appreciate your time, especially on a Friday afternoon. Skylyn Wilson and with the Escambia County, she's the chief meteorologist over there. Skylyn, thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. She's a smart lady. She knows what's going on out there. So that's why I thought we would have her on as a guest today, just to kind of go back and, you know, repetition, reminding people about the dangers of rip currents. The lifeguards back on the towers, and they get back up there tomorrow morning.
All righty. And yes, you're absolutely right. She knows a lot about what she's talking about. Hopefully I can try to channel some of that as I get into traffic and weather very quickly here. This update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, still have some issues on 9 Mile traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. There is an accident reported on Avalon Boulevard, though. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Sterling Way. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs of 74 and 66, respectively, with lows in the higher 40s. 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Russia appointing a new ambassador to the U.S. this week. Details on those relations and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour down in the rinse cage.
Every now
so Downy Rinse and Refresh,
it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. I'm looking here at the parade routes and when they're going to be shutting the different roads down. Right now, we call this the red parameter. That is pretty much around the Central Business District, downtown. That is pretty much shut down at this point. Now, the next one, what they call the yellow lines, which runs down Main Street, Bayway Main Street in that area, that will be closing 1 hour. So at 6:30 tonight, they'll close that one down. So just be aware, there are a lot of changes for the parades. Mike Wood was just on, and you heard him kind of going over that with us this afternoon. Also, he wanted to stress no open containers. On the streets of downtown Pensacola. Let me go ahead and jump into the financial stocks. Ended the month on an economic bright note. Lillian Wu has your numbers.
The Dow surging to close up more than 600 points. It's up for the week, but still down for the entire month. Grubhub is delivering pink slips. 500 workers at the food delivery firm are losing their jobs. The CEO saying the company's focusing on aligning its business with food delivery startup Wonder after a takeover was completed last month. As of 2024, Grubhub had more than 2,200 full-time employees. The layoffs represent more than 20% of the company's workforce. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Just past 5:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still have an accident on Avalon Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Sterling Way, causing some backups. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road. That's if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Last major spot's going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Saturday's high going to be 74. Sunday's high is 66, lows in the 40s.
5:27, News Radio 92.3. As USAID shut its doors, those employees rushed to grab their things. Busy and hectic Friday for those folks. The Trump administration, of course, cutting off foreign aid. Kevin Cork in Washington with the details.
Over 4,000 staffers on leave, and that's in addition to a, quote, reduction in force that'll affect another 1,600 employees, many of whom were given 15-minute time slots to clear out their desks under escort of federal officers in a final visit to their now-closed headquarters. Notices sent out in mass mailings this week revealed that the agency is terminating more than 90% of its contracts for humanitarian and developmental aid around the globe, all while the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks a judge's order requiring the Trump administration to release billions of dollars in foreign aid.
And mentioned this before the break, Russia appointing a new ambassador to the U.S. this week. They will send Alexander Darkiev to Washington in an effort to improve the relationship between the two nations. He met with his U.S. counterpart Thursday in Istanbul. This after the U.S. and Russia's relations have warmed, after Russia had sanctions put on it in 2022 when it originally invaded Ukraine.
Boy, a series of attempted burglaries lit up law enforcement switchboards last evening. Scampi deputies responding to 14 calls. Eight different addresses. 19-year-old Sherman Allen was arrested in connection with the attempted burglaries and now facing multiple charges there. Microsoft Skype shutting down. Here's more.
Microsoft announces this May it will shut down the Skype video calling platform after 21 years of service. Once the pioneering app for making free video calls, Skype began as an independent creation before being acquired by eBay and then eventually Microsoft. But as smartphones became ubiquitous and providers began offering integrated video calling on the Android and Apple ecosystems, Skype's use dwindled. Now Microsoft says Skype users will be migrated to their video conferencing app Teams, which integrates features such as meetings and presentations, but will port over saved contacts and chats. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And it's a day in Brooklyn federal court for a high-ranking Mexican drug lord, Rafael Caro Quintero, who was convicted of torturing and murdering a DEA agent back in the 80s, is being arraigned on drug trafficking charges. The 72-year-old is one of 29 cartel figures extradited to the U.S. from Mexico last night as part of the Trump administration's crackdown on cartels and international gangs.
Okay, it is time to check out the SS United States. Of course, it is being towed to the port of Mobile, left Philadelphia. Not this past Wednesday, but the Wednesday before.
Right.
A few days here out on the trip. Right now, it is already in the Gulf of Mexico. Just looking at the new numbers here. It is moving at 7.56 miles per hour.
Hoofing it.
It cleared the Keys last night. So it is now starting. It's made this northwest turn up towards the Gulf Coast. But it'll be in Mobile pretty soon. And then, of course, it'll be used as an artificial reef over off the coast of Destin, Florida.
Fox News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump says this is why the U.S. is working with Russia to end the war in Ukraine.
But what if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me.
The White House meeting between the president and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky ended when Zelensky said Ukraine needed security guarantees from the U.S., a promise from Vice President Vance.
We will always listen to people of faith and people of conscience in the United States of America. You have an open door to the Trump administration, even and especially maybe when you disagree with us. So,
Vance at the annual Catholic prayer breakfast in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Commerce Department is reporting inflation eased slightly in January as fears ramped up over President Trump's plans for tariffs. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased 0.3% for the month, placing the annual PCE rate at a level that meets expectations at 2.5%. Target announcing today it plans to open 5 Warby Parker eyewear shops in their stores as those two companies partner up to help boost their sales. This is the first time Warby Parker has made its wares available to consumers through a retail partner. On Wall Street, stocks finished the last session of the week higher, with the Dow gaining more than 600, the S&P 500 up by 92, and the NASDAQ gained 302. The three major averages were up anywhere from 1.3 to 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
I iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey, get your GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey, get your GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
As well.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. You know who's been taken out of the zone? Sixers star big man Joel Embiid. It was announced earlier today that the Sixers star would miss the remainder of the regular season as the team and Embiid continue to look for a long-term solution for a troublesome left knee injury that's plagued his 2024 season. What's next for the Sixers and Embiid? For both parties involved, the best thing may be a divorce. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oof, got a dash light on? The AutoZone free fix finder service can read your check engine, ABS, and other warning lights to help you find the fix. You'll get an easy-to-read report with clear next steps. And we can recommend a trusted local shop if you need one. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free fix finder service with shop referral. Only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seat to the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up. And in!
The 2025 Sunbelt basketball championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Pensacola Opera and Cody Martin Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel for discussion of the upcoming show, Pagliacci, March 14th and 16th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. A reflection of real life, love, jealousy, and a little drama never killed anybody. For tickets, go to PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Get those boots on there, partner. Chris Bryan, Austin Price.
And George Strait.
Listen, I love George Strait's music. I really do. Hey, Stephen Curry came close to beating his three-point record, while LeBron James achieved double digits in points and rebounds. Jared Max has more with his Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
They're going to put the 6'10 Wagner on Steph. Fading, firing, hitting again. But he gets his hot. Get out of his way.
A landmark performance by Steph Curry last night.
Another clutch game for the Dubs. Curry, three. Good! 11 threes. 49 for the game. Curry to beat the buzzer for three. Good! Steph's got 12 threes.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, Steph Curry made 12 of 19 three-point attempts for the Warriors against the Magic in Orlando. He scored a season-high 56 points. The Warriors beat the Magic 121-115.
With every gray hair that pops up on top of your head, you get to appreciate moments and milestones like this. So very, very special. Just scoring the basketball, you know, I love to do it. I love to have nights like these, and I just want to, you know, soak it all in.
Steph Curry with NBC Sports Bay Area after he hit 12 three-pointers and scored 56 points to help lead the Warriors back from 17 points down in Orlando to beat the Magic. Get this, yesterday's date, February 27th, has been most fortuitous for Steph Curry. Last night was the third time in his career he scored at least 45 points on February 27th. He joined Hall of Famers Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history with at least 45 points on the same calendar date three times. Curry had the first of his 14 50-point games, February 27th, 2013. It was a big night for LeBron James, 33 points and 17 rebounds. Lakers won their fourth in a row, 111-102 against the Timberwolves. Luka Doncic had 21 points and 13 rebounds for Los Angeles. Two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo had 28 points and a season-high 19 rebounds to lead the Bucks over the Nuggets, 121-112. For more score stories and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And here's an interesting turn of events. The University of North Carolina football team will reportedly be the focus of HBO's Hard Knocks series this year. That's according to multiple reports. The popular show has always focused on an NFL team during training camp. This comes as six-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick will take over UNC's football program this season, and he signed a three-year deal with the university in January. I will tell you, Chris, I think UNC's a great choice because they do have a knack for wasting an abundance of potential, and now you've got this Super Bowl head coach who's old, past his prime. You don't really know what else he's got in him, especially for the collegiate level, and he's coming in here totally unpredictable. Fans are going to want an inside look.
You know, he's a pro. I think we're kind of overreading this. He knows what he's doing. He just because it's between pro and college ball. Belichick is a wizard, and I don't think he's going to have – just my concern is how he's going to surround himself. Mm. You pointed out his age. Well, he's going to need some coaches to be able to pick up where he just cannot physically go out there and do these things,
right?
Running drills and stuff like that. So it will be very interesting, but that show is a kiss of death. the teams that they highlight, they have terrible seasons.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, it's I guess he knows what he's doing. He's at UNC, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me talk about some racing. And whether it be on two wheels or four wheels, we'll start with the two wheels first. How many more people will show up at Daytona's Bike Week this year in Florida? It kicks off today. Jessica Rosenthal has more on it.
The weather is expected to cooperate at this 84th Daytona Bike Week. Events include performance bike shows, bikini contests, and stunt shows, including something called the Globe of Death. Sponsorships have grown in recent years. Attendees can expect to see Harley-Davidson, but also Progressive Insurance and a lot of biker attorneys. Speaking of that word, the signs in Daytona do not say welcome bikers, but rather welcome riders. The Daytona News Journal reports last year the city used geofencing, which tracks cell phones, to tell how many people showed up. It was roughly 420,000 last year. They're using geofencing again this time, and if you'd like to avoid being tracked, it can help to disable location services on your phone and turn off Wi-Fi as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And former Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler now being sued as he's accused of being a poor tenant. The Miami Beach property owner's court documents state that Butler overstayed his lease and also accuses him of property damage totaling around $125,000. He reportedly didn't pay his $130,000 rent on August 11th.
What?
Yeah, and again missed a rent of the same amount in September. He allegedly also changed the locks at the property and wouldn't let the landlord in. Just when you thought his departure from Miami couldn't get any worse looking.
All right. The AmBetterHealth 400 excited NASCAR fans from start to a tight finish. Joe Morgan has the latest in Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
For the second year in a row, the AmBetterHealth 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway featured a three-wide run to the finish. Christopher Bell earned the victory in overtime as the caution flag came out on the last lap.
And the 30-year-old from Norman, Oklahoma, gets his 10th career win in his 182nd race.
That was courtesy of Fox. Bell's win was the first for Joe Gibbs Racing since last June. Carson Hocevar finished second, with Kyle Larson coming in third. Hocevar's runner-up finish was a career best for the 22-year-old driver. Now, the Cup Series heads to the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. The Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix gets underway Sunday, with the green flag scheduled to drop at 3:30 Eastern on Fox. William Byron is the defending champion of the race, and he'll be looking to build on his fast start to the year. Byron took home the Daytona 500 to kick off the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on, thank goodness, because it was a hectic 4 o'clock hour. We do have an accident reported on Highway 29. This is going to be just south of 10 Mile Road. There are some minor backups over there. Also have some issues still on Avalon Boulevard because of a previously reported accident traveling northbound towards Sterling Way. Outside of that, there's not much standing out. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Saturday and Sunday's highs are going to be 74 and 66 with lows in the 40s.
5:44 News Radio 92.3. All right, Stargazers, tonight is your night. You can experience a rare planetary parade. The event is a cosmic phenomenon that involves the alignment of seven planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. You can actually see five of those planets with the naked eye. Going to need a pretty good set of binoculars or a great telescope to catch Uranus and Neptune. Best time to catch this alignment will be right after sunset. I bring that to your attention because it's probably a pretty good time. Oh, just about now.
We're knocking on that door.
Just go out there and check it out and see if you can see those planets lining up.
No, this is going to be like 20 minutes from now, but at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, me with no binoculars, I'm probably going to run out there and just kind of look up, see what I can get a glimpse of.
People will be watching you park. Folks in the parking lot from that restaurant across.
Yeah, I got the Forrest Gump stance.
Looking at the glitter. What is that man doing over there? Okay, here's somebody who wants her job back.
Okay.
The former L.A. Fire chief. Remember, she got fired from Miss Bass. The mayor of L.A. showed her the door. Well, she wants the job back, and Chris DeMio has the story.
Kristen Crowley is appealing her termination to the Los Angeles City Council. She was fired by L.A. Mayor Karen Bass over her handling of the recent wildfires that devastated the city. Under the city charter, Crowley would need the support of 10 of the council's 15 members. At least two of the members have criticized her firing and encouraged her to appeal the decision. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And speaking of firings, the Trump administration is firing weather forecasters ahead of the Atlantic hurricane season. On Thursday, the administration sent termination letters to hundreds of probationary employees at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and at the National Weather Service. The employees are responsible for producing weather forecasts, maintaining radar systems, gathering satellite data, and other duties.
Okay, we talked about this earlier. I just wanted to go back and let you know it's a very, very unique story. Last week, the Pensacola Architectural Review Board approved the installation of that 36-foot-tall mural on the side of the Adams Home Building on West Garden Street. Now, here's where it gets kind of strange. You ready? The largest image that they were going to put up on the side of that building on the mural was assumed to be Tristan DeLuna. Turns out to be another guy, Luis de Valesco. At some point, the image of De Valesco got mixed up with DeLuna's. The image of De Valesco is actually of a 1549 portrait. John Worth, smart guy over at the University of West Florida. He confirms no historical portraits of Tristan da Luna exist.
Oof.
So
awkward.
John kind of straightened folks out over there. That's not little DeLuna you're thinking about putting up on that building.
You'll see misconceptions like that. Where even if you try to look it up or go to a historical site, they'll have photos of people from back in the day, and it's like that's not even who they are.
John did the excavation stuff over in East Pensacola Heights with the DeLuna stuff, and also the boats, the different boats, and also. He's an authoritative person when it comes to this stuff. But anyway, I'm just glad they didn't go and paint the building before they came to the conclusion that they got the wrong guy on the side of the building.
Yeah, that would be...
That is kind of funny, you know.
That would be a heartache if you were the painter.
You really have to think. 548 News Radio 92.3. More celebrities paying tribute to actor Gene Hackman today, who was found dead Wednesday. Michelle Polino has the story.
Bill Murray is paying tribute to Gene Hackman, calling his Royal Tenenbaums co-star a brilliant actor, but also a tough nut, who was really rough on director Wes Anderson. Murray appeared on the Drew Barrymore show.
His timing, his patterns, his rhythms were really, really advanced. He was very, very good.
Dustin Hoffman also paid tribute, comparing Hackman to Marlon Brando, saying he brought something unprecedented to our craft. Hackman was found dead Wednesday at 95 alongside his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. He was known for his intense performances in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Authorities continue to investigate. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Here's the question that's circulating Los Angeles. Mr. Hackman was found in one room. His wife was found in another room. The dog was found in another room. And they can't figure out if it was all like gas or something. Anyway, we're trying to figure out the connection with how the dog died with the closed door in another room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
very weird.
We're not through with that story yet. I guarantee you that.
5:49 here around this time every hour. I'd like to give you your Wall Street reminder. Wall Street closing sharply higher despite a brief sell-off during today's session. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 601 points to 43,840. S&P 500 added 92 points to 59,54. And the Nasdaq rose 302 points to 18,847.
I'll bet you they remember this day for the rest of humanity. It was strange in Washington.
Yeah.
President Trump met with President Zelensky to sign the Ukrainian rare earth minerals deal. Not happening. The deal was stalled after a fiery public exchange in the Oval Office between the two leaders. Here's Edward Lawrence with the update on that deal.
The administration had hoped actually this deal was going to be signed 3 weeks ago when it was first delivered to Zelensky. And I'm told that the deal that was first delivered and this final deal on the rare earth minerals looked almost exactly alike. So it really wasn't any difference. Yes, the answer is they're going to have a come to Jesus moment in Ukraine at some point. And at some point, we'll have to come back to the United States and say, yeah, this is. Let's talk this out. Let's figure out how to make this work. And it does not mean the rare earth minerals deal is dead. This deal was done. This deal is finished. It's just sitting on a table waiting to be signed. It can sit on a shelf until it's ready to be pulled off that shelf and signed again.
Come to Jesus meeting. I mean, I'm familiar with the saying. It's just I don't know if I have ever heard anyone outside of like my mom and grandma say that.
There you go, another historic day thing.
Yeah, a lot's been happening.
Quite today. A day today.
And the HPV vaccine seems to be effective, according to a new government report out yesterday. The Centers for Disease Control says the vaccine against the human papillomavirus has reduced the rate of precancerous lesions among women by 80% since 2008. HPV is the most common sexually transmitted infection in the country and causes more than 10,000 cases of cervical cancer a year.
Okay, this could be a big deal for the folks down in the Bend area of Florida. State wildlife officials are devising plans to allow some commercial oyster harvesting next year in Apalachicola Bay. Big deal here. The potential move comes despite no major improvements in that bay after a halt during the past 4 years. FWC members on Wednesday expressed support for a staff plan that could allow oyster harvesting at the start of 2026. Apalachicola Bay once supplied more than 90% of Florida's oysters and 10% of the oysters sold nationally.
All righty, 5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, an unlikely figure joining in a protest in California today. Who they are and what they were protesting coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the damage underneath Graffiti Bridge that looks likely to have been done by a truck strike. You may say it has never been defeated, but has definitely been impacted. Which major company got canceled along with the term Mother's Day? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service. Who helped clean up all the dead mullet in Santa Rosa County after the snowpocalypse? And Alex Andrade and Michelle Salzman discussed their bills for the session next week. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thinking about maybe buying or selling a home. Mortgage rates remaining below 7% today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.79%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.25%. Thinking about maybe doing a movie this weekend? Well, from sea to the streets, here's the latest Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pulino.
We'll come back for you.
Make sure I'm alive.
Last Breath tells the true story of deep sea divers who attempt to rescue their trapped crew members. The cast includes Woody Harrelson and Finn Cole. No Address is also inspired by true events, following a group of people that are homeless as they fight for survival against the community and local authorities around them. The cast includes William Baldwin and Xander Berkeley. And available to stream this week just in time for Sunday night's Oscar ceremony, the nominated film A Complete Unknown, set in the influential New York music scene of the early 60s. The film follows a 19-year-old Minnesota musician, Bob Dylan, played by Timothy Chalamet, and his meteoric rise as a folk singer to concert halls and the top of the charts, culminating in his groundbreaking electric rock and roll performance at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And just past 5:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Still have some backups on Avalon Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Sterling Way because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Also have some pretty severe backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of those couple of spots, though, it's just a couple of the others. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 53 tonight. This weekend's going to have Saturday's high is going to be 74, low 47. Sunday's going to get a little bit cooler, quote-unquote, high of 66, low of 47.
News Radio 92.3, you know when this is coming down, and I'm talking about when they were contemplating raising minimum wages, the topic of discussion that was circulating was the fact that you raise those wages, man, that's it. You're going to lose jobs on this thing.
Yep.
Well, a new study claiming that California's fast food minimum wage is costing jobs. Gary Baumgarten has more.
The study finds that fast food job losses spiked after passage of the $20 minimum wage for some workers. The Berkeley Research Group study concludes there were 10,700 jobs lost in 1 year, and that prices soared by more than 14%. The authors also finding that many fast food restaurants pivoted to automation and adopted other technologies to replace workers. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. Of all people, reality TV star Kourtney Kardashian joining her fellow Calabasas, California residents in protesting the decision to dump debris from the Palisades fire into a local landfill. Kardashian took part in a protest yesterday, holding a sign reading, "Fill our hydrants, not our dumps." This after the LA County Board of Supervisors approved a plan for the Calabasas landfill and two others to receive wildfire debris from phase two of the cleanup process.
So they got canceled. The Kardashian family got their show must have gotten canceled or something.
Well, come on.
A little bit of extra time on her hands getting out there. Okay, contenders are up for the Best Director Oscar, including a few first-timers. Here's the latest.
The race for Best Director at the 97th Academy Awards is stacked with first-time nominees, with the Brutalist director, Brady Corbet, leading the way. Corbet has already picked up statues at the Golden Globes and the BAFTAs, but hot on his heels, Sean Baker with Anora, who pulled off a surprise win at the Directors Guild of America Awards. Also in the running, Jacques Audiard for the Trans Cartel musical Amelia Perez, and Coralie Farja for the body horror The Substance, the only female nominee in the category. And James Mangold is a veteran director who has earned numerous nominations over the years. He's in the running for A Complete Unknown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, changes could be coming over in Tallahassee. Florida voters could potentially eliminate the office of lieutenant governor and create a new cabinet position of commissioner of government efficiency. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The proposal would fall under a constitutional amendment filed Thursday in the state house. The proposal is HJR 1325 would allow the commissioner to audit, investigate, and report on fraud, waste, and abuse in the executive branch and in local governments.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.